Welcome back after lunch. I hope you had a good lunch together. For this meeting, the main agenda to discuss about the conceptual design meeting. Okay, and the agenda will be the opening and that's the project manager or secretary, that's me, and the presentations from the Christine and Agnes and from Mr. K. Finally, in this meeting, we have to decide and you have to take a decision on the remote control concepts and the functional design. So we have 40 minutes. I think it's a little bit low, but I hope we can finish it up. So I'll hand over to the functional team, to the first team, okay, to discuss about the components concept.
Okay. So if you could open the PowerPoint presentation on number two. Components design. So, can we put it in slideshow mode? Right here. Just that one. Yes, please. Thank you. Yes. So, we were looking specifically at the components, the following components, the case, the power supply, means of communications with the television set. And then since we had talked about using some sort of speech recognition, you have to have microphones, well, no, you don't have to have a microphone in the device, but maybe you do have a way, it has to hear the speaker, and so it could be in the television set, could be in the device, but somewhere you have to put the microphone. And a way of making beeps or sounds so you can find it when it gets lost. So the other thing that we, our method for going about this is we've looked at the historical record, what's worked, what hasn't. And then we also wanted to evaluate some new materials, and we contacted manufacturing for their input because, of course, we might come up and choose a material that then manufacturing didn't have the technologies, capabilities to offer us. So this is the approach that we took during our research. So for the case, we were making a specific assumption that it would be curved in design. Of course, you know, I wanted it to be expandable and shrinkable, but that doesn't seem to be one of the choices, not an option we can really seriously explore. So then we were thinking about rubber, but unfortunately that's been eliminated because of the heat factor and there might be some problems with the, how it goes with the board. Then plastic also has this problem of melting, and it's brittle. It gets brittle after a while, so still had titanium and wood available, but unfortunately, titanium's also been eliminated. People in manufacturing said that you couldn't make curved cases out of titanium, although how Apple did it with PowerBook, I'm not quite sure, but nevertheless, they've eliminated all of our options except wood. So this is our finding, and it is, she said, it's an environmentally friendly material. So we're currently proposing, we'll get to our personal preferences in just a second. So then there's this other matter of the chips, and well, we could use a simple design on the board, but these simple chips, but that's only works for the buds. You don't get very much intelligence with this simple one. And then there was the regular, which I regret that I've forgotten exactly why I'm eliminating that one. The other option was this advanced chip on print. And we found that it includes this infrared sender, which, remember, the beam was, that was an important component of finding the right chip. And manufacturing has told us that they've recently developed a sensor and a speaker that would be integrated into this advanced chip on print. So we now jumping right to our personal preferences. I really think we should, you know, use some really exotic woods, like, well, you guys come from tropical country, so you can kind of think of some trees and some nice woods. I think that people might really want to design their own cases. You see, they could do sort of some three-dimensional design on the internet, and then they could submit their orders, kind of like you submit a custom car order, you know, and you can choose the color and the size of the wheels and the colors of the leather and things like that. And then I think we should go with the solar cells as well as the microphone and speaker on the advanced chip. So this is the findings of our research and my recommendations for the new remote control would be to have to be made out of wood. Do you have any problems with that?
Can you go back one slide?
I'm not sure. Oh, I'm busy.
Yes. A question. What do you mean exactly it wants a chip on print? What do you mean by that?
I think it's a multiple chip design, and it's maybe printed onto the circuit board. I could find out more about that before the next meeting.
Yeah, is it on the microprocessor based or?
I don't know, but I'll find out more in our next meeting.
Okay, so that would be great. So to find out from the technology background, okay, so that would be cool.
Sounds good.
And why was the plastic laminated?
Because it gets brittle, cracks. We expect these remote controls to be around for several hundred years. So. Good expression.
Good expression. Well after us.
Oh, to speak for yourself.
I think with a window, you run into the same types of problems. With, you know, I mean, it chips, if you drop it. It's, I'm not sure.
So you're not coming to
the actually, I'm ready to say.
Do you hear what?
Better to sell it.
If you use good quality wood, then it might work. But you can't just
you can sell oils with it.
The only wood you can use are the ones that are hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's some very pretty woods out there. That's actually a very innovative idea.
Okay, good. I'm having a hard time keeping control of my face.
It's actually a very innovative, different idea that you can choose your color of wood. Type of wood. I mean, each person is going to have a personalized, individualized speech recognition remote controlling wood. It's not on the market.
So it looks good, the design, the functional design. What about your view?
In terms of comments on this, or in terms
yes.
of my own?
Yes.
In terms of wow.
Comments first.
She works in the cubicle next to me, so she was already a little bit prepared for this. Luckily, Ed was not.
I think if we can get the quality materials, then it shouldn't influence the design principles too much, which you'll see with my presentation. One thing we have to check, though, is with the users, whether how quickly the novelty wears off of having.
They would want to have splinters in your
hand
while you're
for
using
example.
It.
So, I have to see how kid-friendly it is and all that, but
actually if your dog gets a hold of it, they can use it for teething.
Plastics.
Yeah, they do it with other materials as well, yeah.
Okay, then let's move to Agni.
Sure.
Okay.
a very short presentation because I'm actually going to draw you into a layout on the board, so you want to just go straight to the second slide, which basically shows sort of, I took the ideas that we were talking about last time and tried to put that into the remote control, so the things that you can actually see on it are the on-off switch, volume and channel control, the menu access button, ergonomic shape, which I completely agree with Christine's idea to have it sort of molded so it's slightly more ergonomic and comfortable to hold than the standard, very straight remote controls. And actually the other thing with the wood, if we take your customizing idea, is that people can actually do sort of quasi-measurements on their hand size. So if someone has larger hands, right?
My hand
you have
is
a wider
different
remote
size
control.
Than yours, for example.
So that's actually a really good idea for customizability. One thing I thought might be kind of interesting is to put a flip screen on it, just like you have on flip phones, so that you don't have this case where someone sits on the remote control or accidentally puts their hand on it, especially if you have little kids around. So they're not pressing the buttons while you're trying to watch a TV show and accidentally change the channel and turn it off. And also, you had issues with batteries running out, so I thought maybe we could put a little battery life light on it that kind of goes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer as your battery starts to die. And in terms of invisible features, audio and tactile feedback on button presses.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, speech recognition. So in terms of what this thing would actually look like, despite working in interface design, I'm not the greatest artist in the world, so you'll have to forgive me. You'd have something like this with an on-off switch, fairly big, sort of in a corner and by itself. So you don't accidentally turn your TV off while you're trying to maneuver other buttons. And then you have sort of one of those toggle displays for channels and volume, sort of for surfing channels and then volume. So the volume would be the up and down, volume goes up and down, and then channels left to right. And then here you have your sort of standard telephone-ish number pad. And then on one side, you would have an access to the menu on your TV. And on the other side, a way to turn off the voice control. So that if the user doesn't want to use their voice, they can just turn it off and you don't have the remote control accidentally changing things on you. So again, you can have a little LCD light somewhere.
The flip
thing. And I've forgotten anything. I don't think so. So as you can see, it's a very, very simple design, which is one of the things I really wanted to keep. Is keep it simple, not have too many buttons, not have too many functionalities thrown into it. I think the design can pretty much carry over to everything, although with the wood, the flip screen might have to do something slightly different.
We have the copper hinge.
Yeah. But you also have to start watching out for the weight. It's depending on how much the flip screen will add to the weight of the remote control. You don't want it to start getting too heavy. But that's the general layout with the general functionalities if you come up with something else. As you can see, there's still lots of space on the actual remote control. And if you do it customizably, you can make this thing fairly small or fairly large, depending on personal preferences. So that's pretty much all I had to say, and everything else in terms of design issues. And the centering of the keypad and the channel is just depending on where your thumb is. And you tend to use the volume control and the browsing more than the actual number pad, so that would be sort of in direct line of where your thumb goes when you're holding the remote control. The number pad a little bit lower because it's used less frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So once we decide exactly what we want, then we can figure out the exact positioning. But more or less, I think we should go along those lines.
So what's the comments for the
simple design? So personal as well? Sounds like history, we have a problem after that. The problem is obviously going to be cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also have a very simple presentation. So from a marketing point, you have to see what the consumers want. I also have a copy of a different type of remote. If you can find where I'm at. I'll show you one in here. Yeah. you're stealing the product. We've been giving simple questionnaires in different areas because obviously we have to see what the consumers are looking for today. Because trends change very, very quickly. In 6 months, maybe the sign has already gone out the window. So it's going to be a question of how fast we can act. They already erased the rest of them, huh?
No. Go to find
no,
things.
The market trend. This is what we know from the last from the questionnaires, from all the surveys we've done. Fancy and feel good, that's what we're looking for, something that feels good in the hand, that's easy to use. Looking for next generation of innovation, because all the remotes out there now, they're all very similar, they all do the same thing. You have to have something completely different. Okay? Easy to use has become another major interest that with the whiteboard we can see that it's a remote that's easy to use. And I think this is another thing that's interesting is the consumers are actually willing to pay the price for exciting technology. So even if we have a product that may be more expensive, if it comes out right, if it looks and feels good and has technology. The second two, you can see the last one is a very easy, simple design. The second one is about 45,000 different buttons on it, which makes it fairly hard to read, fairly hard to use. The first one, I see that they put in a display. Now there's something else, with the little flip-up now, we're adding all kinds of things in, but with the little flip-up, if you have a little display on the flip-up, and when you close it, everything's locked.
Yeah.
Maybe the display also makes it easier to use, because sometimes when you're looking for buttons, maybe if you see a display.
Context-sensitive instructions.
Okay.
Depending on what mode, the TV or the DVD or something else.
Because I've seen
mostly
the standard rooms.
Training
now you have one with a very simple also. The idea is simple, but with a display. So you can see what you're doing. So maybe if we can incorporate the easiness of use, trendy, fancy, feels good. with the display. Wood. Designer wood, designer colors.
Yeah, maybe what you could do is somebody orders the device, you could send them like some sort of a foam rubber ball,
oh, yeah.
And then they would squeeze it and it would take the shape of their hand.
Yeah, so it's really molded
to ears, and then you would know like. What the geometry of their hands would be, and
how they squeeze.
You know what kind of wood to get.
But for that, you'd also have to do sort of an average across families.
That's right.
That.
That's right. You wouldn't
unless everyone has their own personal remote.
Well, that actually would increase the revenue.
Sales,
you expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but incorporating the three. Obviously, it's something totally new on the market,
right.
Totally different.
Well, already the customizability is really good. Sort of
well, it was Nokia that came out with it. Changeable colors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Take it apart, put on another face, take it off, and put on another face.
Right.
And that took
they
off.
Sold
yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. So. So with the findings, with the research, easy to use, something totally new. We have to come up with something totally new that is not on the market.
We'd also have to consider that who we were going to get to make these custom cases in terms of manufacturing processes. You might want to learn about labor laws, you know, in different countries and so forth, so we can do it cheap, but we don't want to exploit labor in third world countries. So actually, you could turn it around and say that the reason the cost is high for the device is because you're paying a working wage to the person who made the device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can get a production in countries like
cost
India.
Of living is
yes,
low.
Yes, countries like India or China or Malaysia. So you can build better futures and better trials, and you can sell more. So.
Good, well, that would be something that manufacturing would have to explore more
into.
Where
manufacturing is another step.
Yeah,
we're
so
here to design,
Yes, but that we can talk about the production later. Also depends on the quantity. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we don't need to have our own fabric factory or something. So we can have a fabric to do the fabric. Okay, for the different electronics items, then we can have a business tie-up and cut the cost. Okay. Yes or no? So. Let's decide first about the components concept and the interface concept. Okay, if it is acceptable for both of you, what Ed was talking, and you design with a, you want with a display or without display or just simple. So
I think it depends. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but we need to really think about how useful it's going to be, because theoretically, with a TV, you already have a big display right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to keep costs down, then maybe sacrificing the display
mm-hmm.
is a way to go. And it depends on how much putting a display costs and mm-hmm. what it would be used for, very specifically what it would be used for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's only used for one little thing, then putting in a big display case or a big display that's probably expensive just to do the training on the chip for the speech recognition or whatever, it may not be the most cost efficient way to go, but that's just sort of speculation.
What do you think, Ed? Do you like the display in one of the concepts that you showed? Do you know how much it costs to add a little display like this? You want to take an action item and go find out?
Because we have to find out cost.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's no problem. I'm just pushing it after it's made. I will market it. Once we get a price on it, then we can market it.
So the advanced chip on print is what we've determined in the engineering industrial design is the recommendation. And I think we've kind of come to some agreement regarding this concept of a wooden case.
Mm-hmm.
A customizable and...
What about the buttons? Would the buttons be wooden too, or...?
I don't think so. No, they could be rubber,
yes.
Like they are now. So you have that tactile
nice.
Experience. Of
what we'll do is we will stick with the simple design for time being until I find out about how much it's cost is extra to basically go to the display.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe what we can do is both of you, we can come up with the prototype, okay, the model. Okay.
So, are we done with this meeting?
I hope. Is it okay if they will come up with the prototype design? Okay, then they can show you how it looks like, and then we can submit to the management. Okay. Then in the meantime, you can come up with the price, how much it costs of extra for the display.
And
marketing strategy. That's very important. Okay. On the
fire.
how much you can sell extra. Of course, you make money too. So, not only fire, you make money too, your commission. Okay, so any questions? So, by next meeting, so please come up with the prototype. Okay, and then we can proceed from there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for all your efforts. And coming to the meeting again, and see you soon. Okay, thank you.